This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Committee meeting convenes at party headquarters in Banasthali. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says final preparations are being made for new Education Act. And US President Donald Trump threatens economic action against countries supporting Iran. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has commenced today at its central office, that is known as Khantigarh, in Banasthali of Kathmandu. The meeting was convened following instructions from Party President Rabi Lamichani. According to Rashtriya Swatantra Party General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya, the Central Committee will consider several key organizational proposals. Formal proposals will be presented for the nomination of the Central Committee members, office bearers, secretariat members and department heads, as well as members of the Central Candidate Selection Committee. The meeting's primary focus includes approving the candidate selection framework for local level elections and drafting official guidelines regarding the right to recall provision. In addition, the committee will discuss conducting local level orientation and training programs led by Central Committee members and members of Parliament. Finally, a proposal to launch Swatantra, an official multi-digital publication, will be submitted for committee approval. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has announced that the government is preparing to introduce a new Education Act. Clarifying the policy roadmap, Minister Pokhrel emphasized that suggestions are currently being gathered from key stakeholders and that the government will move forward by integrating these insights into the final legislation. Inaugurating a province-level orientation program organized for provincial authorities, local governments and education development units in Thangadi today, Minister Pokhrel called for effective implementation of the new education regulations. He urged stronger cooperation and coordination across all tiers of government to advance the nation's education sector. Addressing local officials, Minister Pokhrel underscored that local governments currently serve as the primary execution engine for effectively implementing state policies and regulations. Organized by the Department of Education under the Ministry of Education and Sports, the orientation program brings together local government heads and chiefs of education development and coordination units from across Sudur Paschim province. The orientation, running from the 21st of August till 23rd, will focus on discussions covering various education-related policies, laws, guidelines, standards, and the implementation of annual programs. Following the inauguration, Minister Pokhrel is scheduled to participate in an interactive education dialogue session in Thangadi later today. Nepal Telecom has officially brought 4G mobile service to Hartsinja in Jumla, a historic region renowned as the birthplace of the Khas Nepali language. The high-speed network went live today in Guthiola market area under the Kanak Sundari rural municipality. According to Paras Pujara, chief of the Nepal Telecom Jumla office, the service was operationalized following the construction and setup of a new telecom tower. The new established tower extends 4G connectivity across wards 3, 4, 5, 6 and 8 of Kanak Sundari rural municipality. Although construction was completed over 2 months ago, service activation was delayed due to the lack of national power grid connectivity in the remote terrain. To avoid further delay, Nepal Telecom deployed a solar battery system to power the site temporarily. The death toll from the Japanese encephalitis infection has been on the rise in Japan, with the death of a 64-year-old woman from Michinagar Municipality, Ward No. 8. Due to Japanese encephalitis infection, number of deaths has jumped to 6 in the district. Public health inspector at the district health office, Bishwanath Srestha, informed that the woman passed away last week. With this, the number of the Japanese encephalitis cases in the district rate has reached 11 so far. 4 women and 2 men have died of the disease. Srestha informed the media that the office has expanded Japanese encephalitis testing in various parts of the district and the health worker teams have been continuously deployed for monitoring. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened financial action against any country providing economic support to Iran, declaring a new phase of economic pressure on Tehran as an economic D-Day. Likewise, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says Washington plans to introduce targeted measures on Monday aimed at isolating Iran's economy. He said the measures could reduce the need for further military action. According to Al Jazeera, Bessent warned U.S. allies that they must choose between supporting Washington or continuing to do business with Iran. He said the United States would use its full economic power against countries that maintain trade and business ties with Tehran. Iran has rejected the threats. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi described the so-called economic D-Day as an attempt to divert attention from what he called America's own internal crisis. The latest threat comes 6 months into the costly U.S. conflict with Iran and marks Trump's latest effort to use America's economic power to advance his foreign policy goals. Russia is already under extensive U.S. sanctions and largely operates outside the U.S.-led economic system. Meanwhile, China has repeatedly shown that it is prepared to bypass U.S. sanctions when doing so serves its economic interest. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was moved back to prison early Friday, that is today, after doctors at a hospital in Islamabad declared him medically fit. The BBC cited Pakistan's Information Minister Ataullah Tarar as saying Khan was examined by a team of qualified doctors, including an ophthalmologist, a cardiologist, and a physician. The Supreme Court had ordered on Tuesday that Khan be taken to hospital within 48 hours, for a medical examination after he raised concerns about his health. The order was one of the most significant forms of relief Khan has received from the courts since he was imprisoned in 2023 on corruption charges. Khan has repeatedly said the cases against him are politically motivated. The court also ordered that Khan be allowed to meet his family, whom he had reportedly been unable to see for months. His sister Asma Khan visited him in prison on Tuesday night. According to Minister Tarar, Asma Khan remained present throughout the medical examination conducted overnight on Thursday. Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, has frequently accused authorities of politically motivated action against the former Prime Minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Central Committee meeting convenes at party headquarters in Banasthali. Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel says final preparation are being made for new Education Act. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens economic action against countries supporting Iran. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.